Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, let's get to a few things, shall we? Happy Thursday. It's Little Friday. It's fantastic. Beautiful day. Nothing happened with the weather yesterday. I was waiting.
No, and on Monday, they said the best opportunity for some precip would be on Wednesday. And we got it on Tuesday.
I know.
Nothing on Wednesday.
Whack-a-doodle.
Today's like a who knows.
Yeah, and I guess what they are worried about is some, what's a big word I could use here? Some blank weather over the weekend during that bike race.
Really?
Inclement. I don't know what the word would be.
Ominous?
No, I love that word, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you do.
It's my favorite word. All right, anyway, so yeah, they're worried about the bike race a little bit.
I think Saturday, crossing my leg. Saturday afternoon, I think it is, too. Are you okay?
Yep.
All right.
Saturday is,
yeah.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, God, Real Housewives of Dallas kicked off last night, and yeah. I didn't get to see it. It started too late.
You watched that one, too?
Yes. Oh, boy. Queen. Yes. Yes, of course I do. And it kicked off last night, but it's way too late, so it's just waiting for me, you guys. Just waiting for me. I'm so excited. And there was another brand new Real Housewives of New York. Didn't see that neither. But I will tell you, if you watch Southern Charm, because it's all part of that, like, I feel like if you're in that world with me, then you probably watch Southern Charm as well. Well, I guess Ashley and Thomas are officially over.
Ashley and Thomas have called it quits?
They have called it quits.
Why?
Well, she's just a horrible human being.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Is he a drinker?
Well, he's a bad person, too, because he has allegations that he did something really bad to the maid.
Oh, yeah. No, to the maid?
Yes. Wow. Or the nanny. I can't remember.
Is she a looker?
I didn't see her.
Oh, you haven't
seen her? I haven't seen
maid
her.
Maid or the nanny.
Yeah. So, all kinds of crap going on in that thing. All right. Moving on to things you actually care about. They're trying to figure out why Angelina Jolie is going after Brad Pitt so hard. And they say that she's a control freak.
Really?
And so the thing is, the reason why she wants full custody of the kids is she basically wants to cut all ties with Brad Pitt and move on with her life and just have the kids and be like, he never existed. But the judge has been like, that's their dad. He has to be involved.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
But she is livid because she's gotten everything she wanted in her life in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And this isn't going her way because it is the right thing that the dad has, you know.
She's spoiled.
Right. Yes.
She gets everything her way.
And so they say the reason why she's literally throwing a fit, got a new attorney, is because she's basically like, it's me. I'm Angelina Jolie. I can't believe that you can't fix this. And she expects it all to just go her way. And she wants to know if anybody knows the judge, like, what can we do here? She's spending millions of dollars in legal fees just to be right.
You know what I'm supposed to get from Amazon today?
What are you getting?
My Team Brad t-shirt.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Hashtag Team Brad. Ordered it on Amazon. $16.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I've picked a team on this one.
But didn't we already do that team stuff when he was screwing around with her, with Jennifer?
Yeah. Yeah, when he was with Jennifer Aniston, and then he was screwing around with Angelina.
So I feel like we've already done the team thing.
But I picked him then, too, but I just didn't order a t-shirt because you get beaten up with that.
Well, I know, but the thing is like, I don't feel like we should bring out the t-shirts again when we did it before.
Look! There are children involved in this one.
There are, yep.
I'm more passionate
Sources
about
say
it.
The actress knows that the joint custody is a done deal, but she refuses to accept it. And she refuses to allow him to be in her life and be in the kid's life. She's got to.
She's not a pretty person.
No, she's not.
At all.
No. She doesn't work well with others.
No, she does not. She's bad with divorces.
Everybody would be happy to know that Kris Jenner still loves Kanye, even though he wants to smash her other daughters. What in the hell? Kris Jenner says she wasn't worried about the song that he came out with where he says he wants to have relations with all of the sisters. She said it was just funny.
Yeah.
If I'm a mom.
Yeah.
And my son-in-law writes, or let's say, because now I have a son, my daughter-in-law writes a song that she wants to have relations with all the brothers and sisters, I'll be like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Really?
I wouldn't be like, it was funny.
I think most people would feel that way, but yeah. Kris Jenner is right. Just in the business of the Kardashian name.
Yes.
Keep it out there. Everything they do is for that reason.
I heard they've done pretty well with that.
They've done great with that, yeah. They've made some money with it.
I've heard that's working out for them. Is that true?
See, and like I said, a couple of days ago, when this first came out with the Kanye song, I don't believe a word of it because now we know that everything's been staged.
Fight
with them. We found that out yesterday that we got duped on that. I'm not believing anything else I hear from this family. I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
With the Kardashians?
I am done.
Are you sure about that?
Jamie, I'm done. There's nothing can drag me back to that family. I won't watch their show.
You won't buy the lip kits? No lip kits for you?
No lip kits for me. Nope.
What about Yeezy? Nope. You're going to buy any Yeezy outfits?
I won't even look at any more Kim nude pictures. You know, I know. Oh, and God forbid I ever post another Chloe big ass photo again. Okay?
Never
ain't gonna happen. I'm done.
You need the shirt Never Again.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Wait, but that stands for something else.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Huh. Something bad.
I guess nobody would get what I'm never againing.
Never. All right.
Well,
anyway.
I am done.
Johnny Depp, this is the weirdest story ever, and it's going to be very uncomfortable to tell you guys this because it's just weird.
I think it's the best story of the day.
You do?
Yeah, I'd like to know who did it. Because if she did it, that's crazy. That is crazy.
This is, okay, so here's what Johnny Depp is saying now. This whole, their divorce, too, is just coming back up, and it's getting all gnarly. Anyway, Johnny Depp is now accusing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, of poo-pooing in their bed.
Hashtag, who pooped on the bed? I'm telling you, that's a hashtag. Oh, did you get my hashtag yesterday?
No.
Don't bully Paxton?
No.
Oh, crap, you got to go look. Go look.
Where'd you put it?
I sent it to you directly on Twitter.
Oh. I didn't really look at my phone yesterday.
Yeah, because you're a fitness person now.
Because I work out.
Fitness people, they can put the phone away. They don't have to live on that
phone. Well, you're like kind of becoming me now.
Yeah, I really am, aren't I?
Would you have wings too?
All right, back to pooping on the bed.
Okay, yeah.
All right, this is crazy.
So, hold on.
Now, here's one that we do know. It did happen. We know it happened.
Yes, because there's proof about this. I guess somebody took pictures of it. Of the poo in the bed. You guys, this is a weird story.
Well, we know it happened because she didn't deny it.
No, she had a spokesperson talk about it.
She says it was a dog.
All right, let me read this. This is crazy. Johnny Depp is accusing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, of intentionally doing dookie in the bed.
Number two.
She did a dookie.
She number two in the bed.
Don't you think dookie sounds fun, though?
Dookie is a good word.
Yeah.
I used to know a guy named Dookie.
B.M. No, Doogie Howser.
No, there was a Dookie in my school.
You had a Dookie?
Yeah, we called him Dookie. I think because he accidentally
pooped his pants
once. Yeah, and they called him Dookie.
Well, that seems mean.
It was mean.
Yeah.
It was. I agree with you.
Wow.
I didn't even know his real name.
You just called Doogie. Him Doogie?
Not Doogie. Dookie.
Anyway, he says that she did it after they were starting to separate, and he was 2 hours late for her 30th birthday. So she went upstairs, and she dookied in the king-size nice bed. The housekeeper found the dookie on the sheets, and after he stormed out of their house, and he's like, oh, my God, did you dookie in our bed? And she said, no, it wasn't me. I didn't dookie in the bed. It was our dog, Boo.
See, so we know for a fact Dookie was in the bed.
Right.
We do know that.
So, I guess the spokesperson said that Boo, not Poo, but Boo, the dog, has some serious bowel control issues. There was never a joke about this. It wasn't something done to be disrespectful. It was an innocent thing. It's what pets will do. We don't have anything else to say about it. Mrs. Hurd is moving on, and we do not want to engage in this nonsense.
It's so typical.
It's so weird.
It's so typical.
What are you talking about?
You always blame the dog. That's what we do as a dog owner. You do things, you blame the dog.
So when you dookie in your bed, you blame the dog?
Yes. Yes, that's boo-poo.
Boo-poo?
Boo-poo.
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 Yeah. You always blame the dog.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's... I can't believe that's your favorite story.
I love that story.
It's so crazy. And then finally, I have the best news of all for you.
Plus, the reason I love that story is it's still a cliffhanger.
Is it?
Oh, oh that could be going on for a few days now because we don't know who did it.
We don't.
All right. Sorry.
That's right. I have the best news. I know that was your best news, but I have... God, I'm just going to make your day today.
Well, what's the best news?
It's about One Direction.
What about One Direction? Don't say it.
I want you to listen to this audio clip. Listen to this.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I just think the legacy is too big not to go back to at one point. Plus, they have enough songs. I didn't realize how many hits they'd had. That when they do get back together, it will be a huge event. But look, they're all doing their own thing. They're all being successful. But I have a feeling it will happen. I really do.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible news. One Direction, reunited.
And it feels so good.
Touring again. Zayn.
Yes!
Harry.
Yes!
The whole crew.
Who else?
I don't know.
Zayn. Zoe. Harry.
Billy.
And Liam? Is there a Liam?
I don't know. You know Zayn's my favorite. Not a big Harry fan, though.
I feel bad for the others.
Yeah, I don't know the others.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel bad for him, don't you?
Larry?
No, it's Harry.
Who don't we know?
We don't know Niall.
Oh.
And we don't know Lewis.
Yeah, I didn't know Lewis.
Oh. You would know Lewis if you saw him.
Yeah. I think I know Niall.
You would?
I think I would.
No, I don't think you would.
I've seen him around.
No.
Is that what you're sticking with today?
I would know him. Yep, I saw him at 7-Eleven.
I saw him at 7-Eleven just a couple of days ago.
Getting a sandwich.
Look, this is good news, guys.
This is fantastic.
One Direction, back together again. The world can celebrate.
Wow. This is crazy. The
world can celebrate.
Who are you?
I'm just saying. This is really good news.
This is great news.
Is Simon their manager?
I feel like he created them.
Did he create them?
I think so.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
They were on his label, I think.
Yeah.
He has something to do with them. God, he's got a lot of money.
He sure does.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That is cool.
There was something that he's a part of that I read a couple of weeks ago. That's huge. I can't remember what it is, though. But it's got to be worth like
America's Got Talent. Isn't that it?
No, there's something else, too, though. It might be. But there's something. There's some act out there that's huge. And he is the big part of it.
Julio Iglesias?
No, it's not. I'm being serious. You know what? We're talking One Direction here.
I know
it's time
that
to
he,
be serious.
He was
joking.
He was the girl that, Lana or whatever. Oh, the girl that sang about, I don't know what she sang about. Anyway, that girl, she sings really good.
Yeah. And I like his V-neck shirts, too.
Oh, my God.
I love those.
Love them.
That's a fashion statement.
I love
in
his
itself.
Boobs. His boobs are amazing.
He's got nice pecs.
So good.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.